Just a couple of pre-podcast updates. Today is Saturday, February the 15th. I didn't get the podcast uploaded yesterday, so it's being uploaded today. Just wanted to put that out there. The other thing that I want to mention, I listened to my podcast and noticed that I had not put in my contact information, or as some may say, my administrative part of the podcast. So I'm going to insert it here. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can do so at thequiltingpot.com. You can also email me at the letter N, the number 2, P as in Paul, R as in Red, P as in Paul, L as in Lima, the number 2, at gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Pinterest, Goodreads, and Ravelry. You can find all of that information on my blog at thequiltingpot.com. So, with that said, enjoy the podcast. Hello, this is AJ welcoming you to Inside the Quilting Pot. Grab a craft, have a seat, and let's get started, shall we? Today is Friday, February the 14th. It's Valentine's Day. If you are listening to this on Friday the 14th, happy Valentine's Day. If you're listening to this podcast after that day, I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day with your Valentine. So, with the cordial greetings out of the way, I'm going to get started. And saying out of the way, I didn't mean it as a bad thing, but I wanted to get that out and up front before I forgot, because I do forget a lot. So, with that said, I am starting. It's probably going to be a quick podcast today. I just posted my most recent podcast. I think it was this past Monday, or maybe it was Sunday. So I haven't gotten a lot done. I haven't done any sewing this week. However, smiley face. I will be getting a lot of sewing done this weekend. I have a 3-day weekend coming to me. Yes, I am off on President's Day. And if you follow me on Twitter, you know that I had a 3-day weekend. And I think there is a President's Day sew-in on Monday. And then if you follow me on Twitter, I know I said that already, you know that a lot of us, or a few of us, should I say, will be making a weekend out of it. I seem to get more done during these sew-in days than at any other time, because I get focused. I truly get focused. So yes, there is a President's Day sew-in. Hashtag PDSI. If you're joining us for President's Day, welcome, and we're going to have lots of fun. If not, you're going to miss out. But anyway, however you quilt during your week or sew during your week, have at it. That's enough about that. So, update on me. What have I gotten done? I found a pattern, and it was through Pinterest, that I wanted, and it was called the Beetle Bag, and it's by Abby Lane Quilts, and I will post a link to it. Oops, squirrel ran by. Let me stop right here. I'm on my way to work. It's 5:29 in the morning, and I am looking at a nice full moon, bright, white, and round. Now, for those of you who may work in the medical field, or if you have not heard this related to the medical field, crazy things tend to happen during a full moon. I don't know why. It's just lots of craziness usually happens in a hospital or in the medical field when there's a full moon. So I am looking forward to my day. I hope this is not going to be a bad day or a really crazy day, but yeah, things tend to happen differently during the full moon. But anyway, I digress just for a little bit. So, back to the Abby Lane quilt bag. So yes, I saw this on Pinterest, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. That is a cute thing. And it would be a great tote bag for my hexes, at least in the beginning stages with the papers and the fabric pieces and my needle and thread and my pens and all of that good stuff. And even for a single ring of flowers, it will fit. It's called the Beetle Bag, a little recap, and it's cute. It has, it opens up flat, and on the inside, when you order the pattern, you get the plastic inserts with it, along with the directions, at least where I got them from, you did. Where I got it from, you did. And you can order extra inserts if you need to stuff your bag a little more with stuff. So yes, I made the Beetle Bag. I'm still waiting to stuff my pin cushion. Inside of the Beetle Bag, there's a pocket on the left for you to store if you use it for other things. Rotary cutters, scissors. Then there is the center where you place your plastic. They look like Ziploc bags, but they're made of heavy duty vinyl zipper bags, or I guess for lack of a better term. And then on the right hand side, there is another pocket, and then there is a velcroed in, well, there's velcro, and then there's a long pin cushion. So when you have your bag open, you can put your pins and your pin cushion, and it stays attached to your bag. But if you want to remove the pin cushion, you can as well. So, and it has a little bit of purse bling on the front. It's like a circle. It's a ring that attaches to the front of the bag. And it flips around and folds, and then there's another attachment using Velcro, but you thread that part of the loop through the ring to attach it to secure the bag. I know I'm not describing it very well, but I'll take a picture of the cover or what the bag is supposed to look like, and I'll take a very obscure picture of my bag. Hint, hint. So it's a great bag. My first bag, I am going to call it a prototype, even though it's not my design. I'm going to call it AJ's prototype because I got off on my measurements, and the way that you do the insert, the center for inserting the bags, I think I'm off. But, well, it's no thinking I'm off. I'm off. Because from what the way that the insert's supposed to fit in the center, mine does not. So I will probably thread ribbon or something in order to attach my inserts to the center of the bag. It's not the best work I've ever done sewing. The ring that has to be sewn in on the front is not the right diameter for the, what do you call it? It's almost like a thin, long strip of fabric that folds through the ring, secured to the front. Anyway, you'll see the picture. I can't explain it very well. So, the width of that fabric for me, for the size ring that I have, is too wide for the ring. So, therefore, when you thread it that with the fabric through the ring, it squishes the fabric and it doesn't lay as flat as it does in the design, or as it was meant to be in the design. The design looks like it one of them has a flat solid ring, another one has a more rounded ring, and I think the ring size that I bought was too small for what I used. So my next one, I'll try to change that width a little bit so that it'll fit what I have. The only place I could find things for a purse was at Joann's. The biggest ring I think they had, I think it was a 2-inch ring, and the pattern calls for a little larger ring. And if I had my thinking cap on, I would have made that with the fabric a little narrower to fit the ring that I had. So, like I said, my first bag was not the best. However, it was doable. It calls for a couple of fat quarters and then some yardage. I think it was like 5/8 of a yard. So it didn't require a lot of fabric in there. You have a different fabric color for the outside, and then you have another fabric color for the inside, and then the 5/8 of a yard is for your straps, your handle, and the contrasting fabric for your pockets. So it was a quick bag once you started it and kind of read through it. I think my second one will go a lot faster because I've done the process. But just so you know, my first one, my first attempt didn't come out. But okay, it's a learning process. It's a technique that I haven't done in years. Trust me, when I say years, I'm talking like early 80s, maybe. So yeah, it's been a while since I've done any sewing like that. I do have another bag that I want to do, and that is the Kennedy bag. I think Pam has already done it. And there's a couple of more bags that I want to do that I have bookmarked just for the process. Just to do it, just for the process. I'm a process person. So, yeah, I like doing things for the process. How many times was that? 3? I'm going to make it 4. Yes, I'm a process person. So I completed my, what you call it? I just forgot the name of the bag. Oh, my Beetle bag by Abilene. So I will post an obscure picture of it so you can see it. And I will post her pattern front so you can see her bag along with the .com address in the picture. And I did contact her, by the way. She lives in, there's two of them. One lives in Oviedo, Florida. I don't know where the other one lives. I used to shop in Oviedo, Florida when I lived in Oviedo. I mean, not in Oviedo, but when I lived in Florida, Oviedo Mall, I used to go to a lot. So I know the area from where one of the designers of that bag is from. But back to contacting her. I contacted her to see if using her pattern and making these bags could be sold for profit. And she did tell me, or she said yes, that any of their patterns, if you make them, could be sold for profit. So I wanted to make sure that when I got that out, when I perfected my bag making, if I want to add that to my long arm quilting kind of business in the future, or even do a craft fair here or there, I wanted to make sure I got that permission up front. So just so you know, I talked with one of the designers of Abilene Quilt. So if Abilene.com, I think it is, if you make any of their patterns, they give you permission to sell your finished product for profit. So it's good to know that up front. Now, the Kennedy bag, I don't remember who it's by or who makes it. I don't know if it was So Mama So, or I can't remember who it was. I will link to that. Pam has already made several, I think. The other one I want to make is the aeroplane bag. So those two are on my radar. I don't know when they're going to get done, but they are on my radar. And Pam has made both of those bags. So yes, two bags in my radar. The other thing, let's see what else I had to talk about other than the Abilene bag. President's Day sew-in, I've already discussed. I'm doing a little mental recap out loud. A little personal update. My daughter, my youngest, has recently moved to the Atlanta area. She was in Northern Virginia. Now she is in Georgia with me, but not physically with me, within a 4-hour trip of me. So last weekend, when I was on my way to the airport to go to Virginia Beach, I got a text from my daughter, my oldest, to let me know that my youngest, she saw on Facebook, had planned to surprise me and come visit me for the weekend. So her and her infinite wisdom called my youngest to let her know that I was not going to be home that weekend. She was planning on surprising me. So yeah, she was hoping to surprise me. I was going to be in Virginia, and she thought she was going to be at my house in Georgia, but I was not going to be there. So that trip was canceled for her. So when I talked with her this week, I was talking about my 3-day weekend. Of course, now she is coming to visit me this weekend. She'll be here tomorrow, the 15th, Saturday. So, yeah, my youngest daughter is going to come visit me for the weekend, for my 3-day weekend. And then last night, she texted me, last night being Thursday night, she texted me and wanted to know what we were going to do for the weekend. And I texted her back to let her know that I was going to be sewing and quilting the weekend. And I was doing like a little virtual quilting this weekend. And so she texted me back again with LOL. So business as usual. And I text her back. Yeah. So it was cute. It's nothing new to her, because when she was with me in Texas and in Northern Virginia, on the weekends, that's what I did. I went into my craft room, I sewed, I quilted, I did whatever I wanted to do, all in my craft room. So to her, it's business as usual. So just because she's coming, I'm not gonna slow my roll about what I like to do. They're grown, they're adults. I've paid my dues when it comes to raising children. It's my time now. I did tell her, though, one of the days we probably would do a little shopping. So I'm not going to completely neglect her. But also in that Lex text, she said, well, it was just going to be a lazy weekend for her. She was going to be on vacation, which means that she's just going to lay around, look at television, snack, nap. Lay around, look at television. And she really misses the doggy poggy. She misses my boys. Even though at the onset of getting both of those boys, they were supposed to be hers. But I have both of them. So that's a whole different story. And I might have mentioned it a while back. So yes, my youngest will come visit me. She is closer now than she was before. Before, I think she was like 10 or 11 hours away. No, she was like 9 hours away, depending on the traffic. Because she lived in Northern Virginia in the D.C. area, so however long it takes to get from there, that point to my point, I think it's about 9 hours, maybe somewhere between 8 and 10. So yeah, that's how that goes. And that's a little bit about my update. If you saw the Twitter picture I posted, when I got home when I picked the boys up on Monday morning, this past Monday, they followed me everywhere I went. They were on my heels, both of them. Usually Jody, he's his own little individual. He usually does his own thing, but Gizmo has always followed me. Wherever I went, Gizmo was. I have to be in line of sight for Gizmo. Not so much for Jody. He's more independent. But yes, Monday, they were like gum on a shoe. They stuck to me every room I went in, everywhere I went. They were on my heels to the point that I was almost tripping over them. So they did miss me. When I sat on my sofa, I have a sofa that has like loungers on either end, and had my feet propped, pulled out and propped up, and was under my Jelly Roll strip quilt. It was like, okay, let's see how close to mommy we can get. Both of them were laying on my legs, just taking a nap. So yeah, and I posted that picture. I tried to take a distant picture of them so that it would show both of them laying down. It's kind of hard to do when you're sitting in the chair, you're not trying to disturb the doggies, because once you make a sudden movement, then their position changes. They come like on alert, but okay, what we're doing now. So it was nice that I was able to get the photo of them just kind of laying there on my legs, napping. So yeah, my boys missed me. It's nice to be missed, even if it's by four-legged friends. Yep. So I don't really have much to say. I haven't done much work on the disappearing disappearing pinwheel. I have done a little more quilting on Celtic Solstice. I should get that finished this weekend because I'm at the bottom third of the top. There's one thing I need to add. When I was at the Birth of a Feather event in Virginia Beach, I think I talked about in my last podcast doing the charity quilt. If not, if I did, I apologize. I'm going to talk about it a little bit again. It is the charity quilt. I have it made. They made 78 during that weekend. I took one to do my practice on. And now that I'm talking about it, I think I did talk about it in my last podcast. But my plan is to get Celtic Solstice finished. Now that my daughter's going to be here, I'm going to have her help me put my quilting frame up on wooden blocks. And that was a suggestion of Jamie Wallen, I think. Walden. Who is an absolutely fabulous quilter. He was also at the Birth of a Feather this past weekend, and he also has a YouTube channel, but his thing is feathers. But yes, I follow him on YouTube, and he talks about raising up your quilting frame for long armors to preserve your back and prevent neck strain, and that the need to be able to look directly behind your needle to see about 5 or 6 inches of quilting space, which would be perfect for me, because when my table was set up, it was set up ergonomically, which my arms and everything are kind of like at 90 degrees, but his is up such that I think it's his belly bar comes to like his rib cage almost. So now that my daughter's going to be here, take the machine head off once I get Celtic Solstice done, and then I'm going to have her help me raise my table on the blocks that were fixed for me a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, Jamie Walden, raising your long arm table to help preserve your back and neck. If you don't follow him, at least look for that video and he'll talk about how he did his. And then I lost my train. Now back to the charity quilt. So yes, once I get Celtic Solstice done, raise my long arm table, I'm going to put the charity quilt on, because I really would like to get that done and out by the end of the month. And it is for ALS. And I was supposed to put that link there, but I digress. When I go back and re-listen to this, I'll remember what links I'm supposed to put in, and I will plot them accordingly. So, I think that is about it for this podcast. Like I said, it's short. Maybe not as short as I thought it was going to be, but short. And for those of you that are in the snowy areas, I'm sorry. Even Georgia in the north, and the western side of Georgia got snow. I am truly sorry. It is not a fun thing to be stranded in snow with no power. And I hope everybody's safe and staying warm enough. So, with that said, I am going to end it here. And again, I am going to say I hope you have a good Valentine's Day. And if you're listening to this post-Valentine, I hope you had a good Valentine's with your sweetie or your family or whomever you celebrated with. So, until next time, may all your seams be straight.